Tantor Audio presents The Anatomist's Wife by Anna Lee Huber, narrated by Heather Wilds. Chapter 1. Be sure to live your life, because you are a long time dead. Scottish proverb. August 1830, Scotland. The scream froze me in my tracks, but the shout that followed propelled me out of my indecision and around the hedge line of the maze. Lady Lydia Perkins continued to shriek at ear-piercing levels, while her escort, Mr. Tuthill, stared wide-eyed at the alcove across the path. Alarmed by the pallor of his face and the hysterical edge to Lady Lydia's cries, I wondered if perhaps I should have turned back to search for help instead of rushing blindly toward them. I shuffled closer to see what had so disturbed them, and what I saw there sucked the breath from my lungs. Lady Godwin lay draped across a stone bench set into the alcove. Her eyes stared sightlessly into the night sky, and her mouth seemed frozen open on a scream. Blood coated her neck and lower face and spread down across her chest, obscuring her delicate skin and soaking the golden bodice of her gown. I stumbled back a step and clasped a hand over my mouth. Death was not unfamiliar to me. I had seen more than my fair share of corpses in my lifetime, and I had been quite happy to escape them for the last 16 months, so I hardly relished the appearance of yet another one, and in my sister's garden no less. I shivered, feeling the fear and shadow stir inside me I had worked so hard to lay to rest since my husband's death.